This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and coming up, two people hurt in a stabbing at a high school, and California's brand new senator. But first, the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO has ties to Santa Monica and the Bay Area. Luigi Mangione once worked for a company based in Santa Monica, spent time at Stanford University. Now, he worked for a company called TrueCar. That's a digital marketplace for autos, and was at Stanford in 2019, where he was apparently a counselor. Mangione was born and raised in Maryland. His last known address is in Honolulu. He was taken into custody this morning after the murder of Brian Thompson last week. More people in Southern California falling victim to QR code thieves. They're beating them to the store to pick up their pricey items.
QR codes are here to stay. They're incredibly convenient, and this is why they are a favored target of fraudsters and cyber criminals.
But there are ways to protect yourself. Karen Adams has more.
Trust no one, says cybersecurity expert Teresa Payton. She says one way to find out if someone's been logging into your emails is to go to your settings.
And it's going to be different for every type of email platform that you use, but typically if you go into email settings and just click on different things in there, click on privacy, click on security, click on login access. You know, each email platform is just a little bit different, which makes life confusing. But check on those, and that can tell you whether or not maybe you've got other logins happening. I think, you know, the other thing to be thinking about is you can ask your store, what protocols are they using to make sure that it's really, truly you?
Payton says also ask if the store has password protection for its QR codes. Thieves across Southern California have been stealing Apple laptops and computers by showing up at a store with a person's QR code. But Payton says it's not just happening at Apple stores, and it's a problem nationwide.
The high winds of the forecast forcing police to close a busy road in the Santa Monica Mountains. Caltrans and the CHP going to close, well, they have closed, I should say, Topanga Canyon Boulevard between Mulholland Drive and PCH. The road should reopen by 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Only residents and local business traffic going to be allowed into the canyon. Two high school students had to be hospitalized after stabbing in Tahunga. Pete Demetrio joins us live with more.
This happened at Verdugo Hills High School a little before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, according to Detective Matt Bandersall with Foothill Division.
Foothill area responded to an ADW radio call. There was an ADW incident that occurred on campus. I can't give you any more details than some students were involved in an altercation and there were some injuries involved. We're still investigating.
Now, we've managed to learn that there were two students who were stabbed, one in serious condition, one with non-life-threatening injuries, and taken to a local hospital. Preliminary indications are there may have been as many as four suspects involved on this, and they got away from the area in a white four-door vehicle. Now, they're still trying to find out who exactly was involved in this thing, meaning who the assailants were, and trying to find out if there was anything that precipitated the assault. School officials have not come out to say anything. Police gave us very little in the way of information, but the LA Unified School District is saying it's committed to the schools being safe and that they are trying to, if they can, find out who was involved. They're wishing a safe recovery to the two students and to families. Well, they're telling them that there will be enhanced security on the campus.
Thanks, Pete. The driver in a stolen work truck sideswiped at least three parked cars in a chase in Southgate. A truck stolen in Compton this afternoon, but police haven't made details about the carjacking available. Driver was on the 91 in southern LA County before getting off at Cherry Avenue. He eventually surrendered at the exit of an alley. Some hotel and airport workers holding a unique protest in front of LA City Hall. A message to the city council to pass a tourism worker pay raise. Emily Valdez reports from downtown L.A.
Today, we gather together to begin a fast.
Clergy members join more than 20 workers here who have chairs spread out across the street from City Hall under tents. They are fasting for 3 days, nothing but water, because they want a wage hike and they want the city council to pass it.
Yes, I work in L.A. in the SkyChip.
Flores Mendez drives to Los Angeles from Bakersfield to work every day.
So I drive 2 hours. It's far, far away. Everything is expensive, the gas, the food, the rent.
And how much do you make an hour?
$20. $20. So my money is too low.
They're asking for $25 an hour increase, reaching $30 an hour by the time the Olympics get here in 2028.
It's official. Adam Schiff has taken the oath of office as senators, California's newest senator, replacing LaFonza Butler. He's going to fill out the remaining days in the term of the late Dianne Feinstein. Then on January 3rd, he'll be sworn in again for his full six-year term. He was sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris alongside two other new members of the Senate.
Please raise your right hand. Do you each solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Pennsylvania's governor has some very strong words for people celebrating the man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare, and that's coming up as nonstop news at 5. Continues, presented by My Lemon Law and Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. Back now to the arrest in Pennsylvania of the suspect in the murder of that healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. He's been named as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione. Joining us now live for more is Santa Monica-based terrorism expert Jeffrey Simon. He wrote the book on lone wolf terrorism. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So does this suspect fit the classic definition of a lone wolf?
Yes, it does, and in many different ways. First, the lone wolves are those terrorists who are not part of any group or are not motivated by any specific organization. They basically act alone, and they're usually difficult to identify before an attack because there's no communications to intercept, no members to arrest and learn about plots. But in this case, it's what I call the single issue lone wolf terrorist. We can't yet put Mangione into the category of a right-wing extremist, a left-wing extremist, or a religious extremist. He's apparently an individual who was consumed with one issue, healthcare, and then at some point he moves from whatever he was venting either in a social media post or telling other people to actually perpetrating a violent act. And that's the real key challenge, is to find what are these tipping points that move somebody who has some gripe to actually go through with an attack.
You know, we live in a time when there is a sizable portion of people in the country right now who believe that the law, the courts, elections are no longer trustworthy and the institutions are failing or have failed. Do you think that as more people believe that, you will see more people carry out these lone wolf acts of terrorism and violence?
Well, unfortunately, yes. And it can't be pinholed into one, you know, like I said, specific issue. There's so many things that people are upset about or get radicalized by. And the real challenge is to try to uncover what we can call the early warning signs. Most likely, it's going to come out that Mangione must have said something to either friends or colleagues, or there may have been certain concerning behavior that he exhibited before the attack, and yet it just went unreported. And this is really one of the challenges in trying to prevent lone wolf terrorism, is looking for these early warning signs.
How do you prevent this phenomenon where people get self-radicalized to the point that they're willing to take out a gun and kill somebody?
It's very difficult, you know, because, you know, we're living in the world of the internet, social media. People can get radicalized, you know, very easily. But what this also shows in terms of what the reports are is that he basically used technology to build his weapon. Apparently, he used a 3D printer. And yet it was technology, sophisticated surveillance cameras that were able to capture a real good image of him. Then they were able to put it onto the media, and it helped lead to his capture. So, you know, terrorism is sort of a technological race between the terrorists and those who are trying to find them.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Jeffrey Simon wrote the book Lone Wolf Terrorism. Thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
We got a lot more on the suspect accused of killing that UnitedHealthcare CEO. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says no one should be celebrating him or turning him into some kind of hero. Back now to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro giving the latest on the arrest of the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. He talked alongside police officials saying online reaction to the murder was, in his word, disturbing.
Some have looked to celebrate instead of condemning this killer. Brian Thompson was a father to two. He was a husband, and he was a friend to many. And yes, he was the CEO of a health insurance company. In America, we do not kill people in cold blood to resolve policy differences or express a viewpoint. I understand people have real frustration with our healthcare system, and I have worked to address that throughout my career. But I have no tolerance, nor should anyone, for one man using an illegal ghost gun to murder someone because he thinks his opinion matters most. In a civil society, we are all less safe when ideologues engage in vigilante justice. In some dark corners, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this morning. The real heroes every day in our society are the women and men who put on uniforms like these and go out in our communities to keep us safe. This killer was not a hero. He should not be hailed. Mr. Thompson, I understand, was laid to rest earlier today in Minnesota in a private setting. As the conversation continues about this case, let's be mindful not to dehumanize him and make him just an avatar of a system that is disliked by many. He was a father, he was a husband, and he did not deserve to die like this on a sidewalk in New York City. I again want to thank all law enforcement who's present here this evening. Law enforcement works best when it works together. In this case, you have the New York Police Department working together with the Altoona Police Department, working together with our Pennsylvania State Police and our partners at the federal level as well. Everyone came together to solve this case and keep the public safe.
I'm Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. 520 and a down day for the markets. The Dow closing down 241, the S&P down 37, and NASDAQ down 123.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Entertainment Report. Pickleball's moment continues. Some 13.6 million Americans played the sport in 2023. That's an increase of 52% from a year earlier. Big name athletes and celebrities, including LeBron James, Tom Brady, Heidi Klum, and Eva Longoria, are putting their money behind it. Even tennis great Andre Agassi has become an ambassador, investing in an online ranking system. Dynamic Universal Pickleball Rating gives real-time assessments of player skills based on match results and allows them to connect with others at their level. The sport is also taking off across Asia. Next month, Agassi will officially open the Pickleball World Rankings League tournament in India. Some 15,000 Indians took part in the latest tournament this year. That was up from 3,000 in 2020. A big part of that influence, Bollywood stars like Amir Khan and Anil Kapoor, who have taken a liking to the sport. Lisa Mateo, Bloomberg Radio.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Monday, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.